This is Scores on the Doors with Callum Patterson.
Let's discuss Scotland, their inaction against Japan. Obviously, it'll be a quick turnaround for Japan, only a few days. For Scotland, they've had to go and pick a pretty strong team now.
Yeah, absolutely. You look at their starting 15 and even their bench, and it is really a strong selection that they've got. And I think, you know, as you say, I think the advantage that Scotland are going to be playing with is that Japan have only had that four-day turnaround after a pretty physical game against South Africa. So hopefully they can take advantage of the fitness to push Japan in that fixture tomorrow. But as you say, an incredible start in 15 and a strong bench as well from Scotland. So it's certainly a game that's going to be entertaining to watch.
And what do you think then, a score prediction? Do you think there's any chance at all Japan can do it again? We hope not, of course.
Well, definitely hope not, but you know, there's every chance that they could do it again. So Scotland need to go in there, and as I said, discipline is going to be crucial. Scotland are a team that are renowned for giving away silly penalties, so hopefully they can keep their penalty count down, they should be able to threaten. I think last week, Callum, you predicted a 25 or 30 point difference between Scotland and Japan, so hopefully that won't be the case. Hopefully that will be the case rather, but you know, Japan have certainly made it look like that's going to be a difficult one to get.
I think I'll need to bury under my paperwork and ignore that prediction, because it might not be that much now. It was, 25, 30 points a couple of 3 years ago when they played each other, so just shows how times have changed.
This is Scores on the Doors with Callum Patterson.